Namaste and welcome to our podcast series. Today I would like to express some of my perspectives on negative feedback. Very important topic. Basically, most of my listeners, I assume, are into the field of yoga. So I am addressing them. The negative feedback when we receive, what happens and how to deal with it, it's quite intense. All of us, we interact in life. Life is nothing but interaction, interacting with family members, friends, colleagues, employers or employees. So whole life is nothing but interaction. Even if we don't want to do anything, still we will end up interacting with someone or the other. Even if you go to a forest, live as a monk, you will have to interact with the animals and birds there. If no one is around, we have to interact with our own body and mind. We have to deal with it. We have to listen to many voices inside, our emotions, our own fears, anxieties, worries, our memories, all our baggage is all there. We need to interact with it. And whenever we have these interactions, there will be something which will come up, which is not to our liking, which can be hurting. So we are not looking into all the aspects of it. I would like to just take up one topic here, because nowadays I am trying to give smaller podcasts. Attention spans are reducing. So I would like to focus on when we receive negative feedback, what to do, how to deal with it. As a yoga teacher, if I am receiving a negative feedback, it will hurt. It can be sometimes very crushing. It can be intense. How to deal with it? Each of us will react in a different way. Some people have a higher threshold of taking criticism. Some people have a lesser threshold. Just like the pain threshold. Some people can take more pain. Some people can take less pain. Same thing with the emotional threshold also. Some people have they are strong. Internally, emotionally, they are strong. Some people may say that they are insensitive. Not necessary. Some people can be insensitive. Just the way, if somebody is drugged or somebody is, drunk, may not understand or receive. That we are not talking about that. We're talking about some people have higher threshold because of their own training, because of their upbringing or whatever, their own internal makeup. That is where we are trying to move into. It is not insensitivity. It is about being strong internally. So whenever we receive a negative feedback, if the negative feedback is going to emotionally hurt us, we can deal with it. If it is going to hurt us financially, then you need to take care of it pragmatically, practically. For example, you are a yoga teacher somewhere, in a studio, and your student criticizes you a lot, then how to deal with it? And they post about you, or they write comments about your teaching in public. Then it can hurt financially. The studio manager can say that since people are not liking your class, I may take you off the class. Things like that can happen. So what to do? So we will talk about that. First, we will try to focus emotional hurt. If emotionally we are hurt, then there are different approaches to deal with it. The first one is, when I am hurt emotionally because of the feedback, what I should try to do is give a benefit of doubt to the feedback. Maybe there is something nice about the feedback. Can I utilize this feedback? Can I convert this negative feedback into something useful to me? It is not easy. It is a difficult thing. That's why I am talking about it in the beginning itself. Because as yoga students, you all like to do difficult things. You like to do handstands, walk on your hands, pincha, scorpion, all that, which are difficult. So why not try this difficult approach? The difficult approach is try to look at a negative feedback as positive and look at it. Maybe there is something which I can utilize to help myself to grow. What do you mean by grow? Whenever I am using the word growth or personal growth, what it means is that as time progresses, you become more and more happy, less and less disturbed. That is the growth. The same difficult situations, I can still stay quiet and not disturbed. That means I am growing. And for no real reasons, I am still happy. That is the growth. So we need to understand what is growth. So one, utilize this negative feedback to help yourself if you can do that. No, it is not possible. It's quite strong and it really hurts me emotionally. Then look at it and then just reject it. Reject it. Don't need to take it inside. Who is asking you to take it inside? It is you who are accepting it. Someone comes and tells you are a donkey, will you accept it? If someone comes and tells me I am a donkey, buffalo, it doesn't matter to me. I will just laugh at it. I will say, yeah, donkeys are beautiful, they are wise, you know, whatever it is. It doesn't matter to me at all because that's not true. So this is what we call as the cognitive tools, psychological tools. These are all tools. As yoga students, as yoga teachers, we think that we always talk about practice, practice, practice. Everything is coming if you continue to practice. It's not about practicing only headstand or your chaturangas or things like that. It is practice of these principles. That when someone is saying something, I don't need to take it inside. I have to remind myself that I don't need others' approval to feel happy. If they approve, wonderful. If they don't approve, fine. It's all right. It is their choice not to approve me and they can criticize me. I can tell them that this is unreasonable, this is not wrong. But sometimes you cannot tell them also because they will comment about you in public, on your studio Instagram site or somewhere. They will comment on you. You cannot remove it. You cannot answer that. You cannot reply to that also. If that happens, what to do? It hurts. It hurts. That is where we are talking. Emotional hurt. It is your choice. You can say this is not right. I don't agree to this. Finished. Or you can talk to your studio manager or someone and explain. That is practical. But if it is financially hurting, again, if it is financially hurting, for example, I lose my students or clients because of these comments, then I have to learn how to deal with it in a practical way. What should I do about it? Maybe I can think over it or I can sit down and discuss with someone. Can I do something about it? But if we are emotionally hurt, we cannot handle it practically. Because whenever we are emotionally hurt, our energy gets drained, we don't feel so good, and we will not deal with it in a proper way. Because whenever I am hurt, I cannot deal with the situation in a proper way. So the most important thing is not to get emotionally hurt. That is what we call as emotional strength. Emotional maturity, emotional intelligence, whatever you call emotional immunity. So you should become strong emotionally, not take it inside. How is it possible? It is possible by reinforcing your own strengths. So, like for example, my approach is that I don't need others' approval to feel happy or good. Joy is my nature and I am happy about it and I understand it and I completely in tune with it. When people criticize me, I listen to it, and if there is any element of truth in it, I take. Sometimes there is some element of truth in it, sometimes there is zero element of truth. It is completely theirs. They are like vomiting it out. We all remember that we can give what we have. If you have information, you can give. If you have knowledge, you can give. If you have money, you can give. If you have time, you can give. Similarly, if you have peace, you can give. If you have disturbance, you can give. If you have anxiety, you can give. If you have like aggression, you can give that. You can spread it. So there are people who are quite aggressive inside and they are quite whatever reasons, they give that. They spread it out. So if you have again different choices there, You can look at them in a compassionate way and say that, oh, they must be having some reason to behave like that, their upbringing, or their own family situations, or their own emotional situations, they are behaving like that. That is one approach, compassionate, forgiving approach. But that's not the only approach. Another better approach, I will call it, is don't bother about it, ignore. Just don't bother. We don't need to. All types of people are in this world. And then you just look at it, you listen to it, okay, this is your opinion, it's all right, I'm not really going to take it inside. This is where the story of Buddha comes in. Once Buddha was giving a sermon, many of you may know this story. Buddha was giving a sermon and he was giving a lecture. One man stood up and he started criticizing Buddha. He said that you are making all inefficient people in the name of meditation. They are doing nothing. You are spoiling the society and so many things. Buddha silently was hearing. Some people tried to stop him. Buddha told, don't stop him. Allow him to talk. So 1 hour he abused Buddha. Then he said, finally he was tired. Then he said, he told Buddha that I am scolding you, abusing you for 1 hour. You are not responding. Buddha said, I am responding. And he said, I am asking you a question. Just tell me, if a guest comes to your house and brings a lot of gifts and you don't take those gifts, if you don't receive those gifts, you don't accept those gifts, what will happen? That man didn't understand. He repeated. Buddha said, if a guest comes to your house and brings a lot of gifts and if you don't accept those gifts, what will happen? So the man said, the gifts will stay with the guest. Same thing, you are giving me a lot of things, I am not receiving. Emotionally, we have the freedom to not to take it inside. You can listen, but not take it inside. Ears are open. By nature has created our ears open. Eyes have lids. Ears have no lids. You cannot just close them by themselves. That means the totality is telling, just listen. But you don't need to take them into your heart. That freedom is given to us. Understand, the people who are criticizing you, giving you a lot of negative feedback, are just spitting venom. Whatever is there inside, a snake can give venom, whereas a bird will nicely do the chirping. So each one, according to their nature or according to their mental makeup. When I say nature, it is not the true self's nature, it is the makeup of the mind. They will give these things. So you can forgive them, you can be compassionate. You can look at them and tell yourself that there must be some reason, maybe their upbringing, their surroundings, or whatever is causing them to behave like this. Or you can just not bother about it, ignore. That is also an approach. This is the main thing. Emotionally, if you are not upset, then you will have sufficient energy to deal with it practically. So what should I do? Now this particular negative feedback is hurting me. How to deal with it in a practical way? It can be looked into. And then we have additional aspects of this topic. That is when we are giving negative feedback to others. Because many of us, when we give feedback to others, we are very, very like strong. And we say that it is good, it is good, I have to be right, I have to give, I have to tell, express myself properly. I have to express what I feel, that is being authentic. And there are a lot of people who give very strong negative feedback, but they are not ready to receive even the slightest feedback. So the next topic, next episode, I would like to focus on that. If we are giving strong negative feedbacks to others, are we in a position to take similar strong feedback? So we need to look into that also. So basically, try to bring awareness to this negative feedback and how it impacts. Children get impacted very intense way. Whenever people give them a negative feedback, they are hurt and they completely shut themselves down. They don't take anything inside anymore. So that's why that's the next one. We will talk about how we are giving feedback. But whenever others are giving us feedback, you don't need to accept everything. You have to take it with a pinch of salt. Sometimes you have to take maybe with a spoon of salt or maybe 1 kilo of salt, because they are completely unreasonable. Just laugh at it And then just, you know, just think of it. You can have a different perspective. You just think of it. Somebody is drunk and shouting at you and using some bad words. Will you be affected by it? You can look at it like that. These are all tools. The simple tools. These are psychological tools, emotional tools, cognitive tools. You can just look at it like that. Just think of it. Somebody comes and shouts at you. He's a drunk. He's shouting at you. All bad words. Will you really take it seriously? No. Then why are you taking it seriously when people give like that? But if you are taking it seriously, that means that person is giving maybe 50% of it is true, 20% is true. Take the 20%, reject the 80%. But never allow your emotions to be dominated. Never allow yourself to be hijacked by this hurt which you are getting because of this feedback. Remember, whatever you value, you will protect. Value your emotional well-being, value your mental health, then you will not be dominated by these things. We will continue this in the next or maybe couple of other episodes. I wish you all a wonderful weekend. I love you. Have a nice time. Springtime is coming, so have a great time. Bye-bye. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.